On the heels of his vote against the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, Massachusetts U.S. Senator Ed Markey campaigned in Pittsfield Tuesday. Flanked by fellow Democrats like Mayor Linda Tyer, State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier, and State Senator Adam Hines, Markey addressed a small crowd in downtown's Park Square a week before Election Day.
From Great Barrington to Pittsfield, we are rising up as part of the incredible revolution to rid our nation of King Donald, who believes that he is a potentate, a king, someone who does not have to abide by all of the rules and regulations that guide all of the rest of us.
Markey called on voters to defend Obamacare, address climate change, and press for national gun control.
But in order to see this future, we need to elect Joe Biden as president of the United States. We need to usher in a new wave of diverse, progressive leadership across our country. And we need to remove the most racist and incompetent president in American history from the White House.
Markey had come straight from the controversial Senate confirmation vote in which Barrett became the first Supreme Court justice to be seated without any opposition support since 1869.
The Republican leadership violated their own very rule that the Senate would not consider a nomination for a Supreme Court justice in the last year of a presidential term. Hypocrisy is too weak a word to describe the sham that Mitch McConnell and Republicans have made out of this appointment process.
The senator shared his remarks made on the Senate floor earlier in the day.
The philosophy of Amy Coney Barrett, that is her philosophy of originalism, looking back to what the founding fathers meant in 1787, that originalism is racist. Originalism is sexist. Originalism is homophobic. Originalism will lead to the pretense that allows for the overriding of Roe versus Wade, of the Affordable Care Act, of civil rights and civil liberties.
Only one Republican senator, Susan Collins of Maine, joined Democrats in a 52-48 vote.
With Amy Coney Barrett's appointment, our civil rights and liberties are on the chopping block. With her appointment, marriage equality is at stake. With her appointment, reproductive freedoms are at stake. With her appointment, voting rights are already disenfranchised communities across the country are at stake. We know that with her appointment, that it's even more important on Election Day that we know that Black Lives Matter, Black Voices Matter, Black Votes will matter on Election Day in 2020.
Markey promised that if Democrats seize the House, Senate, and White House on November 3rd, hundreds of billions of dollars of federal COVID relief funding will flow to communities like Pittsfield.
So that Mayor Tyer has the funding for the police, for the fire, for the schools, for the teachers, for health care, for food here in Pittsfield, because right now we are in the middle of a recession that is not going to end soon, because of the criminally negligent management of Donald Trump in the White House for the last year, because he has been a racist in the way in which he has handled this entire crisis.
The CDC has acknowledged that the COVID-19 pandemic and the subsequent economic downturn have inflamed long-running accessibility and equity issues and disproportionately impacted communities of color.
16 million children do not have the internet at home right now. It's going to be a homework crisis that leads to a learning crisis that leads to ultimately an opportunity crisis for those children. They are predominantly Black and brown and poor and immigrant, and we cannot allow that to continue.
Markey, who won a hard-fought primary campaign against Congressman Joe Kennedy III in September, did not mention his Republican challenger, Kevin O'Connor. Markey is expected to easily secure his second full term on November 3rd.
It is up to us to take our righteous anger and turn it into radical hope.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.